It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds got a big ninth inning RBI double from Jose Barrero to snap a 2-2 tie and went on to beat the Cardinals Friday night 4-2. Barrero was playing because regular shortstop Kyle Farmer went on the three-day paternity list earlier on Friday. A. Eugenio Suarez belted his 26th home run of the season in the second inning, and Joey Votto moved ahead of Frank Robinson for second on the Reds' all-time home run list when he hit career homer 325 in the fourth. Tyler Malley pitched six pretty good innings for Cincinnati. The only blemish was a Yadi Molina two-run homer in the bottom of the fourth, and Lucas Sims, Michael Lorenzen, and Michael Givens shut the Cardinals out over the final three innings on just one hit. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Well, when you look at this ball game, it starts with good pitching. I thought Tyler Malley made one mistake, and that happened to be a two-run game-tying home run to Yadier Molina, but the Reds have needed the offense to do something, and tonight they finally did.
Yeah, and Tommy, not only was it good pitching by Malley, but I thought he was aggressive throughout. It wasn't as though he got good results and he just happened to walk some batters and get some great plays, even though he did get some good defensive plays for him. But I think the aggressiveness of Malley really forced some aggressiveness from the Reds hitters. You got a couple of home runs early, and, you know, it's one of those things. If you really want to win a series, game number one is the game you want to win, because you want to win that. You put all the pressure on the opponent at that point, and then all you've got to do is win one out of the next two ball games.
And the Reds are ahead of the Cardinals as far as the wild card standings are concerned, so you'd imagine that the pressure should already be on the Cardinals.
Well, I think any time that you're in your own home ballpark, the Cardinals have sights on the Reds coming in and them sweeping. I mean, it's happened here a lot. But right now, this is a different Reds club. You win game one, I think it allows your club to relax a little bit, not press so much as we've seen over the last couple of weeks. And hopefully they can come out and put one of those 12-run jobs on them tomorrow.
That would feel good. The Reds have now won five straight over the Cardinals in Busch Stadium as the Reds claim a victory tonight.
Now to the highlights. The Reds went out in order against John Lester in the first inning, but with one out in the second, A. Eugenio Suarez got a pitch he could handle.
The pitch. Suarez swings, drives one high and deep, left center field, way back, gone! Suarez hits one halfway up the bleachers in left center field. His 26th home run of the year, his 70th run batted in, and the Reds have a 1-0 lead.
Well, you had to know that matchup favored Suarez in a normal year, and it has been anything but a normal year for A. Eugenio Suarez. But boy, it sure looked normal on that swing of the bat.
Did it ever.
Jonathan India walked in the third inning but was stranded at first base. The Reds added a run in the top of the fourth. After Nick Castellanos flew out, Joey Votto jumped on the first pitch he saw from Lester.
I'm sure Castellanos would like a third chance against John Lester. Question is, will he get that chance? Votto swings at the first pitch. He hits one high and deep, left center field. Long run, leaping at the wall. Bader, he couldn't catch it. It's gone. A home run for Votto. 2-0 Reds. Boy, Bader made a heck of an attempt, leaping right at the wall. And the ball after Bader looked like he got a glove on it. The ball was just kind of rolling along the top of the wall, just teasing Bader. And then a fan in a red shirt, no less, able to reach over, grabbed it right off the top of the wall and said, "This is mine."
That in itself should tell you exactly how much strength Joey Votto has at any point in time. He drove that ball out of here the other way. And it was in the air a long time.
For Votto, that is his 30th home run of the season. That moves him into second all-time all by himself, ahead of Frank Robinson on the Reds' all-time home run list and behind Johnny Bench. Career home run number 325 for Votto.
Right-hander Tyler Malley started for Cincinnati. He gave up a leadoff single to Tommy Edman in the first, but he stayed right there. He gave up a single and a walk in the second, but neither run could score. He pitched a clean third, but in the bottom of the fourth, St. Louis finally broke through. Nolan Arenado walked to begin the inning. Next up was catcher Yadi Molina.
And Molina drives one deep down the left field line. Well hit and gone. The game-tying two-run home run. Out of here to left. Just inside the foul pole, and the Cardinals have evened it up at two.
Malley then pitched a 1-2-3 fifth and a 1-2-3 sixth, and his night was over. Six innings, four hits, two runs, both earned, two walks, six strikeouts, a home run, 96 pitches, 65 of those four strikes. Lucas Sims pitched the seventh for Cincinnati. He struck out Paul DeJong swinging. Harrison Bader was called out on strikes, and then he ended the inning against pinch hitter Lars Nootbaar.
To the dish, fastball, strike three, a straight paralyzer for Nootbaar. Right over the inside corner, Lucas Sims comes on in the seventh and just flat punches out the side. Three up, three down.
Michael Lorenzen came on to pitch the bottom of the eighth. Tyler O'Neill reached on a two-out Jose Barrero throwing error, but he was stranded. The Reds, meanwhile, just couldn't get anything else off John Lester after the Votto homer in the fourth. He ended up pitching seven innings. Nick Castellanos singled off Luis Garcia with two outs in the eighth, but Joey Votto grounded out to end that inning. The Reds finally got something going in the top of the ninth off T.J. McFarland. Suarez singled to begin the inning. Shogo Akiyama ran for him, and with Aristides Aquino at the plate, he was forced out at second base. That brought Jose Barrero back to the plate, and he put the Reds ahead.
On again, to the plate, the pitch, and Barrero drives it deep to left center field. Well hit, and it's going to bounce and hit off the wall. Here comes Aquino getting the wave around third. Relay throw to the plate, offline, and it gets away. Barrero all the way around to third. Big turn, and now dives back into third, but the Reds have taken the lead. Jose Barrero driving one all the way to the wall in left center field, scoring Aquino from first, and it's 3-2 Reds.
Delino DeShields was next up, and he got the Reds' fourth run home.
The payoff. And there's a chopper up the middle behind the mound, fielded by the shortstop. Throw home, safe! Barrero gets around the tag of Molina. DeJong came home with it, and Barrero sliding in slid to the outside of home plate and actually used his backhand to reach back and slap the plate, getting around Molina's tag.
Michael Givens came on the pitch the bottom of the ninth. Dylan Carlson singled with one out, but Paul DeJong flew out for the second out of the inning, and Givens ended the game against Harrison Bader.
From the belt, Givens back to the plate, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. And that's it. Reds win it, beating the Cardinals 4-2 at Busch Stadium in St. Louis to kick off this three-game series. The Reds prevail tonight using the long ball early. Suarez and Votto going deep, and then a two-run ninth inning. The difference, 4-2, Reds beat the Cardinals.
Here are the totals for Cincinnati, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 5 left on base. For St. Louis, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, they strand at 6. Lorenzen the winner, 1-2. McFarland the loser, 3-1. Givens saves his seventh game of the season. Home runs in the game for Cincinnati, Suarez number 26 and Votto number 30, again moving him into second place on the Reds' all-time home run list. And for St. Louis, Molina hit number 11. 2 hours and 43 minutes, 29,597 on hand at Busch Stadium. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
Well, David, Barrero goes from 0-2 to 3-2. And then comes up with a game-winning hit. How impressed were you with what was a very mature at-bat?
It was a mature at-bat and a big one, a big at-bat, a big hit. You know, I think if anything, it's just great to get him into feeling like he's contributing to this team. I mean, we know how good of a player he is. We know how talented he is, and he's going to play in this league for a long time. But it's it's great to get him going and, you know, having an at-bat like that and contributing to a win, not only the at-bat, but with the base running. It's fun to watch him. He plays with a lot of joy. He's very humble. But he can really play, and it was nice to get him in there tonight and part of a big win.
How big was it to see Suarez and Votto obviously go deep, provide an early lead?
Yeah, they did. Lester pitched tough against us again, and early on it was the home runs that got us out to a lead, kept us in the game, and then late it was the it started with Gino's at bat, getting the base hit there. So I don't want that to be forgotten. That's how we got the inning going.
Game two of this three-game series is Saturday night in St. Louis. Luis Castillo goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He'll be opposed by right-hander Miles Michaelis. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:45. First pitch is scheduled for 7:15. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Reds beat the Cardinals 4-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.